presenting Pop Harrigan, America's ace of the airwaves.
CX4 calling control tower. CX4 calling control tower. Standing by.
Okay, this is Pop Harrigan coming in. Yes, it's America's ace of the airwaves. Coming in for the defense and the defense of the defense. Say, gang, remember back during the war when the Army Air Forces carried out hundreds of rescue and mercy flights, in addition to all the combat missions flown over enemy territory? Well, now that the fighting's over, those rescue flights are still continuing. Earlier this year, the Army Air Forces showed how quickly it could answer a mercy call. When a terrific tornado swept through the Oklahoma and Texas panhandles, the flyers got right to it. As soon as word of the disaster was received at Tinker Field in Oklahoma, all doctors and nurses were alerted, and medical supplies of all kinds were made ready. In the early morning hours before dawn, an Army C-54 Skymaster took off, carrying doctors, nurses, blood plasma, litters, food, everything needed to help the dazed and homeless people. In that emergency, the Army planes flew 8 round trips. Many of the injured received first aid on the planes, and in all, 90 stretcher patients were flown to a hospital in Oklahoma City. Another disaster occurred this spring in Texas City, Texas. You must remember, the ship loaded with high explosives blew up in the harbor. Hundreds of people standing on the docks were killed or injured. The explosion spread to a chemical plant in the city, blowing it up in a tremendous blast. Immediately, almost 50 Air Force's doctors and nurses prepared to rush to the scene, and breaking all speed records, a deserted Army hospital close to Texas City was reopened and immediately started treating survivors. In just a few moments, I'll tell you more about the Army Air Force Rescue Service, so don't forget to listen. And now for our story. Moving with lightning-like rapidity, La Pantera, a foreign agent trying to gain possession of the plans for the Channel Wing, escaped from Pop and Tank, and holding Gale as hostage, sped away from Lakeville in a car driven by her accomplice, Ramon. The boys, accompanied by Major McCall and young Chris, gave chase in a borrowed car, and as we continue now, have reached the roadblock set up by the state police on the main highway. Leaning out of his car, Hop anxiously questions the sergeant in charge.
Couldn't you stop them, Sergeant? Have they gone through?
They never got here, Mr. Harrigan.
Never got here? That's crazy. This is the only main road north of Lakeville, and we was behind them all the time. They must have gone through.
I'm sorry, they didn't. When you called, you said they had a 2-minute head start on you. We got here 3 minutes after that to set up the block. They couldn't have driven 10 miles in 5 minutes. I don't care how fast they were going.
Sergeant.
Yes, sir?
Are you sure you have the correct description of the car?
Black sedan, 2 women, 1 man, the man driving.
That's it, all right.
Sergeant, I suggest you report to your headquarters and tell your superior officer to extend the blockade. Cover every road leading out of the county in a northerly direction.
Yes, sir.
And then start closing in. Search the whole area. And they've holed up somewhere.
Right, sir. May I have your name, please, for authorization?
Major Charles McCall, Army Air Forces Intelligence Service. This is a serious matter, Sergeant. Impress that on your CO. And notify me at once if you find anything. I'll be at the Lakeville Airport.
Okay, sir. I'll get to work on it right away.
Good. All right, Hop. Let's go back.
Back to the airport, sir?
Yes, I'm expecting a report from Washington.
But what about Mr. Moon? How are we going to do anything, sir?
Can't do right now, Chris. Up to the state troopers.
Moon started off on its road. If he didn't get this one, he must have turned off somewhere.
Yeah, but there are at least 20 small dirt roads leading off this one, and they all wind over the country. Be like looking for a needle in a haystack.
Well, they'll have to come on to the open sometime. And when they do, we'll have them.
We'll have to wait, sir. Wait.
Touching the steering wheel tightly until the skin of his knuckle shows back, Pat tries to hide his fears for Gale's safety, and he races back to Lakeville. A half hour later, having returned the car, they begin an anxious vigil in the small field office. Chris stands quietly by the window. Hop and the Major sit near the desk. And Tank paces nervously back and forth.
Tank,
Hank, will you cut that out? Light somewhere and sit still.
I can't. I'm too jumpy.
Well, I'm going outside if you have to run a marathon.
Okay, I will.
Hank, I'll keep you company if you don't mind.
Oh, sure, Chris. Come on. Where'd you hide?
Is it all right with you, Hank?
Oh, of course. Just tank the shoulder through the hangar. Look at our plane.
Boy, that'll be fun.
Okay, Chris, let's go.
I think you hurt Tank's feelings.
I suppose I did, but I'm as jumpy as a cat myself, and his eternal pacing back and forth is driving me crazy. I'll make it up to him later.
Oh, he'll understand.
If only we could figure out what Lieutenant Taylor was going to do.
Well, there's one point in our favor. We have what she wants. The papers and photographs.
That goes in reverse. She has someone we want. Girl.
True. But now, where's your Lieutenant Taylor make contact with you before the day is out? Then we can work from there.
She won't contact us until everything is stacked in her favor. If we could get her now while she's still off balance. Hey, wait a minute. What a fool I am. Lieutenant Taylor has a plane, a three engine Cessna. She must have left it somewhere.
Hey, that's right.
She must be trying to get to it.
She was heading north.
There's the pool of North City. Maybe she landed there.
Good boy, Hop. Give me that thing. I thought.
Yes.
Must be the state police. Let me talk to them.
All right, sir. Hey, yes, sir.
Thanks. Hello? Yes, this is McCall. All right, put him on. It's Washington, Hop.
Oh.
Hello, Bannon. Yes? The whole central section, eh? And that's all? Well, can you get anything from what we had? I see. All right. I'll get in touch with you later. And thanks for your trouble. Yeah, I was afraid of that.
What is it, sir?
That was a report on the missing drawings and photographs. I had them checked against the original rough drawings Cross made last year.
And?
The whole central section of the painting's missing. The most important part.
Nothing Taylor has it, then.
Maybe. But it seems strange Cross didn't say so.
Oh, you didn't have much time, sir.
But then the envelope was sealed when you gave it to me, and I checked it very carefully. As far as I could see, it hadn't been steamed open and resealed.
I never let go of it once I had it, sir.
And another thing. If La Pantera had somehow gotten to the envelope, why should she only take half the papers?
Oh, of course.
No, I think for some reason Cross himself left the important half out.
And tried before he could tell us the rest.
Yeah, which means we'll have to go right back down there and start all over again. How about it, Hop?
How about what?
I'd like to turn this assignment over to you and Tank. You're both familiar with the details. It would save a lot of time.
You mean go down to Mexico and find that wall, take more photographs?
Yes, do the whole job over again. You'd be especially fitted for the job because it's Chris. You'd have to work with anyone who goes down there, and since he trusts you...
I can't think about it now, sir. Finding Jewel is more important to me.
Well, perhaps one job would tie in with the other, and time is essential.
Well, I'm sorry, sir. I can't do it. Not until I'm sure Jewel is safe.
Oh, we can handle that ourselves up here.
Well, why can't the Army send its own men down to Mexico?
This is a delicate situation, my boy. Mexico's a foreign country. We can't just march in and take what we want. But at the same time, we must have the information. This is a job for men with no official connection.
I'm sorry, sir, not now.
All right, boy, I can't press you, of course.
Well, I'd better call the New City Airport.
Oh, the phone again. Let's do the police this time.
Hello. Just a minute. There it is, sir.
Good. Hello, McCall speaking. Yes, Sergeant. Found anything? Oh, there.
They find you?
Wait. All right. Good work. Keep at it. I'll wait to hear from you. Yes, right here.
Well?
They found the sedan, abandoned.
Yeah.
On a small side road about 10 miles west of the highway and a good 15 miles north of here.
15? They must have doubled back. Why would they abandon the car there?
That's the trouble with La Pantera. You can't figure out her next move. She always does the unexpected.
Well, what are the troopers going to do?
They'll continue the search in a wide circle around the car. They'll let us know as soon as they turn up anything new.
Then there's nothing we can do?
No more than we're doing now.
Nothing. Oh, sorry, sir. But we can still try to find a plane. Hello, operator. Get me to New City Airport, will you? And hurry, please. This is important.
But even as Hop puts through his call, the major shakes his head slowly, apparently not putting much faith in this lead. He knows La Pantera is clever. Every move is shown. She wouldn't leave her one means of escape in such an obvious place.
What has happened, you know in a moment, gang, so stand by.
Boys and girls, now I want to tell you about some of the future plans of the Army Air Force's Air Rescue Service. First, though, let's see what the main goals of the rescue team are. They've got to get medical men and supplies into the disaster area, and secondly, bring out the seriously injured and get them into a hospital where they can be taken care of properly. Even though all that's not quite as easy as it sounds, there are still many places which have no airports or adequate places for landing. To overcome this, the Army sometimes uses a helicopter, which can land almost anywhere. But helicopters are slow compared to the Army Air Force's transport ships, and in many cases they have to be flown into the area by the bigger planes before they can be used. An even better way of caring for disaster victims is now in the planning stage. They're thinking of building an aircraft with a detachable body which can be equipped in various ways, some as operating rooms or X-ray stations, others as hospital wards or supply carriers. A fleet of planes with these detachable fuselages could be stationed throughout the country and rush to any area when disaster strikes. Where there are no airports, they can be equipped with parachutes and dropped as near to the danger area as possible. Very often, the Army Air Forces is called on to help search for missing civilian aircraft. When they spot the wreck and the rescue work is completed, yellow crosses are painted on the crashed-up plane by ground crews so that if there's another crash in the same area, the first wreckage will not be reported again. You see, gang, the Army Air Forces doesn't leave much to chance. Everything possible is taken into account in all their rescues. In peace, as well as war, the United States Army Air Force has come through. And fellas and girls, whether you become aircraft pilots or private pilots, always remember, America needs flyers. And now back to our story. Some distance north of Lakeville, in a small railroad station on the branch line running to New City, two women sit on a bench on the platform. One, a small, pretty girl, looks around her nervously, appealingly, as though seeking help. Her companion keeps a firm grip on her arm and whispers menacingly,
"You will keep your pretty mouth closed, my dear. Speak to anyone, and I shall take great pleasure in sliding a knife between your ribs."
Senora.
Oh, Ramon, you have a ticket?
Si, senora, as you told me. 3 tickets to the town of Lakeville. But I do not understand. Why do we go back to Lakeville?
We do not.
But you
said that... I'll put the timetable under yours carefully. There are 2 trains to here within minutes of each other. The first, northbound to New City, and the second, south to Lakeville. Getting the train to New City.
But we wish to go to New City ourselves.
And we shall.
Then why did you have me buy tickets to...
To throw Harrigan and Tinker off the trail. We shall get on the train to New City and buy tickets from the conductor. Then, if Harrigan and Tinker do place us here, all they will find out is that 3 tickets will go to the opposite direction.
Ah, that is most clever of you, Senora.
So, here is the train. Come on. And I warn you, Senorita, not a word.
Jacking the nearest side of her, La Pantera and Ramon, first girls were the nearest coach. But among them, Gail had managed to open the clasp of her identification bracelet, and just before she boards the train, she drops it on the cinders beside the track. Slowly at first, then gathering more speed, the train pulls out of the station, helping La Pantera make her escape. The station master walks out of the small station, wanders idly to the edge of the platform, and looks down the track. See if the Lakeville train is coming. Suddenly his eye catches the gleam of metal, and stooping down, he picks up Jill's bracelet. He turns it over in his hand, then casually saunters back inside his office and drops it on his desk. Is this the end of Jill's frantic attempt to get help? Is the one thing her whereabouts to slip by unnoticed, perhaps never to be found?
Gang, this fine thing will adventure ahead. So don't miss the next action-packed episode. Tune in and fly with Pop Harrigan, America's Ace of the Airways. Well, Pop, we'll be seeing you same time, same future places. Pop Harrigan is a transcribed copyrighted feature appearing in All American Comics magazine.